Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to our radio audience.
Yes.
To my fellow ministers.
Yes.
Of Christ. To our moderator, Brother Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome everyone to this radio call tonight.
Amen.
I'm Brother Leroy Williams, one of the ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas.
Amen.
Along with my co-minister, Brother James Johnson,
yes,
of the same, as well as we have Brother Parker, Lewis Parker Jr., and Brother Lewis Parker the Fourth.
Amen.
With Lewis Parker the Fourth being the minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And Brother Lewis Parker Jr. being one of the ministers who serve with him.
Amen.
We are glad to be able to come to you tonight,
mm-hmm,
for this Bible presentation.
Amen.
The Darien Luke congregation, we are grateful to, because they are the ones who actually sponsor this global radio broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Yes.
At beginning at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
Those of you who are on this call tonight, if you have friends,
mm-hmm,
loved ones,
mm-hmm,
and those whom you desire to want to know more about the Bible,
amen,
we encourage you to not only be on this call Tuesday and Thursday of each week,
mm-hmm,
at 7:30, but invite your friends.
Amen.
Tonight,
amen,
is our question and answer discussion.
Yes.
And we are encouraging and requesting all of those who are on this call tonight to ask us,
amen,
your Bible question.
Amen.
We're not necessarily talking about or want to talk about politics. We want to talk about faith in God.
Amen.
Religious faith.
Amen.
We want to talk about the Word of God.
Amen.
We want to answer the hard questions about religion in America.
Amen.
And around,
amen,
the world. We want to talk about, and we'd like to have some questions about the existence and why we have the existence of so many religious churches.
Amen. Amen.
There are over 6 named denominations who practice religion,
mm-hmm,
quote unquote,
uh-huh,
as a part of Christendom. They all claim Christ.
Amen.
They all claim to be part of his spiritual kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The commentary is that all these churches all belong to Christ.
Amen.
And we'd like to talk, yeah, about things, ladies and gentlemen, because we know the truth. And Jesus said, you can know the truth, you shall know it, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
In other words, whenever you know the truth,
yeah,
free yourself from the condemnation of sin and hell.
Amen. Amen.
Tonight, we want to help you to come out of the condemnation of hell,
mm-hmm,
into the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We want you to realize that you don't want to serve the devil through false religion, through lies and hypocrisy,
amen,
through false teaching. We want you to learn that you can serve Christ in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 4 and verse 24.
Yes.
Jesus declares, God is spirit.
Uh-huh.
And they that,
amen,
worship must worship in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Amen.
Our spirit, our souls, our spirit man,
mm-hmm,
must be in agreement and fellowship with God, the Holy,
amen,
Spirit, and we must worship according to the written word, the truth.
Amen.
The Bible,
amen,
is fully writ. It is the book of the Lord.
Amen.
It is the,
yes,
it is a book, and it is written by God.
Amen.
God used men,
amen,
like you and I use a pen and a piece of paper,
uh-huh,
to write his word.
That's it.
To give his revelation to mankind.
Amen. Amen.
Why did God do that? Number one, God wants all men everywhere to know the truth and to repent of sin and be saved according to his gospel.
Amen.
And number two,
amen,
God delivered this once for all.
Amen. Amen.
The word for every generation, God is not revealing his word to men today. He has already revealed it.
That's it. Amen.
He had
it
written in a book.
That's it.
He told the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 22, I want you to seal up this prophecy. And if any man adds to this, the prophecy of this book, I will add the plagues that are written in this book to their lives.
Uh-huh.
You don't want those plagues, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
No man does.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And they equate to death.
Oh, yeah.
Eternal damnation.
That's it.
Hell.
Amen.
No, sir.
He says if any man takes away from the prophecy of this book,
uh-huh,
that is, if he lie on it, if he take it out of context and lie with it,
uh-huh,
God said, I'm going to take his name out of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
That warning so much to the false teachers who have never been in Christ,
uh-huh,
but it's to those who are in Christ,
uh-huh,
that we fall to the temptation of Satan and his deceit and began to believe and teach false doctrine.
Amen.
Amen.
Declares there were false prophets among the people of God in the Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
And there shall be false prophets among us, we today, who are in the New Testament church.
Amen.
So,
amen,
ladies and gentlemen, in the Church of Christ, we warn and we teach against and we rebuke false teachers and false teaching.
Amen.
Amen.
It can happen, and it does happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have to fight hypocrisy.
Amen.
Among teachers of the church.
That's it.
Some have gotten so hypocritical, so vain, and high-minded that they even declare that they have a church.
Yes, sir.
So we have to be careful, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we want to question. I know that somebody wants to know whether they are in truth or whether they're in falsehood.
Yes.
Somebody wants to know what is the true religion, the true faith, the true salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to know.
Yes.
We have nothing but the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth.
Amen.
That's all we have to
know, gentlemen.
That's it.
And if you want to know the truth, you ask the question tonight, and this panel of religious and righteous teachers, ministers of the Church of Christ, will tell you the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Book, chapter, and verse.
Amen.
You can write it down. You can go back and read it out of your Bible for yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Greater understanding and wisdom from God, having gone and studied it for yourself.
That's it.
Amen.
Speak to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, all of our guests on this radio broadcast, is that you search the scriptures.
Yes,
don't take our word for it.
Amen.
Go
amen.
Read
amen.
It yourself.
Amen.
Be sure of what you believe in. You have that right and that responsibility to your own soul.
Amen.
Only one, ladies and gentlemen, can save your soul from hell through your obedience to God and the gospel doctrine of Christ.
That's it.
You're the one. Each man will stand before God and give account of the deeds done in his life.
Amen.
Whether they good or whether they're evil.
That's it. That's it.
God is to punish or reward us, depending on how we live.
Yes, sir.
All the righteous will be punished.
Amen.
All of the righteous will be rewarded and saved into heaven.
Amen.
You have to decide whether you're going to heaven or hell.
That's it.
There's no halfway house.
Amen.
There's no middle ground.
Amen.
It's either or down the hill.
That's it. That's it.
And
Father,
you
that's
must
it.
Make your choice.
Amen.
Before you die.
Amen.
Because when you die, whatever way you live, whatever way you chose to live, whatever you chose to believe, has already determined where you're going.
Amen. Amen.
God's not making anybody go to heaven. He's not making anybody go to hell.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Up to you and I, ladies and gentlemen. So we invite you to push number one on your telephone keypad. If you're not on the phone, you want to get on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The number is 347 850-8256. Get on your phone. Get on your mobile phone. And dial that number. And when you get on there and you decide that you're ready to ask your question or make your comment, push number one on your keypad.
Amen.
Our program moderator will cue you into the live broadcast where you can ask your question live on the air. Don't be afraid to ask your question. There's somebody that needs to know the answer.
Amen.
Amen.
For the defense of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to tell you our philosophy.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to give you our opinion. All we're going to share is, but thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
But the Lord.
Amen.
And it's all written in his word.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever is not written in his word, it is not the truth.
That's it.
That's all we got tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
So number one on your phone, and Brother Brown, our moderator, will cue you into the call.
Amen.
At this time, everyone under the sound of my voice, let's bow and have a word of prayer and ask God's blessing on this ministry tonight.
Amen.
God, the Father.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, who is God, our Savior.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Of heaven and earth.
Yes.
Who created each and every one of us for his own good pleasure.
Amen.
The God.
Amen.
Came down and who lived a perfect human life as a man.
Amen.
And gave that perfect life as a supreme sacrifice for the sins of mankind.
Amen.
And he extends his hand of mercy to all who will obey him.
Amen.
Amen.
God, everyone to repent in order to be saved.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you. Thank you for your saving grace.
Yes,
thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the word that you have, whereby we may know what we ought to do and what we must do in order to please you and be saved for eternal life.
Amen.
Righteous God, thank you for our health and strength. Thank you for our food, clothing, and shelter.
Amen.
But most of all, dear
God,
to those of us who have obeyed the truth, we have become the sons of God.
Amen.
You have
Amen.
The right to call you Father. And so, in honor and respect, we call you Father. Thank you, God, for allowing us, making us your sons in the faith.
Amen.
We pray, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Bless this ministry tonight as we speak the words of truth to dying and perishing generations of men worldwide. We pray, Heavenly Father, that somebody will be blessed, somebody will be able to receive and obey the truth before it be everlasting and eternally too late.
Amen.
Righteous God, thank you for empowering and blessing us as your ministers and preachers.
Amen.
To be able to preach the word tonight. Help us, dear God. Let us not go astray or go outside of your truth forever. Let us speak the oracles of God.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
Once again, welcome to all to this radio broadcast tonight. We're going to open the floor right now, and we want you to know that if any one of you, especially those who have been listening to our broadcast up to this date, have any questions at this time, please push number one on your telephone keypad,
mm-hmm.
and let's get your question asked so that we might give you an answer.
Amen.
If no one is ready now to ask their question, we're going to turn the broadcast over to Brother James Johnson, my co-minister of the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Wharton.
Amen.
And he will present a message until such time as those who desire have a question.
Amen.
Brother Johnson.
Amen.
Yeah. Can you turn that light on up here for me, please? Yes, I, my brother Leroy Williams as my brother in Christ, and my brother Parker as my brother in Christ. I admire them for their dedication to the word.
Yes.
And
yes.
Brother Parker IV as well, and Brother Brown as our moderator and brother in Christ as well.
Yes.
We know we got to preach the truth, because if we don't, God will hold us and account for it at the judgment seat.
Amen.
And amen.
We stand there and hear what God got to say.
Yes.
See, we don't need to be lying to the people. We need to tell them the truth.
Amen.
Because God has given us his revelation. There's no other revelation in the world but the word of God.
Amen.
If we don't accept that, then there ain't nothing that we can accept.
No more.
God has given a full page, full book of a revelation that all men can understand.
Complete.
Huh?
Amen.
All men can understand it.
Amen.
Don't tell me that you don't understand what God's talking about. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 22 and 29, he said, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord."
Yes.
He said that by the preacher. He said the words of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's our biggest problem in America today. We hearing too many preachers and not hearing the word of God.
Amen.
See, God has something to say. God, the only one, can save us.
Amen.
In Romans 10 and verse 7. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
If we do not listen to what God says, we will lose our soul and go to hell.
Amen.
The Bible done told us what to do to be saved. Let's obey God.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's obey these preachers that do not have the truth. I don't want no feel-good religion.
Okay.
I want the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I want the truth. If I'm in sin, help me to get out of it.
Yeah.
Pull me out of the fire. Jude 1 and verse 23.
Yeah.
I don't need to die and go to hell when I'm already at the door of it, and then I'm going to go all into it.
Yeah.
And burn for eternity.
Mm.
Oh,
amen.
We need the light of God. The world is started passing away.
Yeah.
1 John 2, verse 15 through 17. It ain't all about this world. We can't do nothing for this world. All we can do is preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And tell the world the whole truth about Jesus Christ. See, we failed it so well in our mark, but God is blessing us to get it right now.
Yes.
And we got
Amen.
To do it the way he said it.
Amen.
You see, there's no excuse, Brother William, Brother Parker. God said, preach the word. He said, preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth not shall be damned. Other words, he will go to hell.
Amen. He's not getting away with it. After death, the judgment then either heaven or hell. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to realize that the Bible has told us what to do.
Yes.
And we don't follow God's word. You know, in Hebrew chapter 2, it says some of us are going to slip away. Other ways we're going to fall away if we don't get it right.
Amen.
You know, we need
Amen.
To get close to God now than ever before, because the world is just starting to pass away. If you just look out around you sometimes and just take a look at God's hand by faith, it's just dying because people are not listening to God anymore.
Amen.
They're perishing fast and quick. And they're not old people either.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of
Amen.
Young people in the graveyard.
Amen.
They're going straight to the grave. And then after the grave, they're not in Christ. The Bible says in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:10, he said, I do this for the elect sake in Christ.
Amen.
He said, I do this for this. He said, he does it because he knows what he's talking about. He said, in Christ. See, Paul was in Christ. He wasn't in John the Baptist.
No.
He was
Amen.
In
Amen.
He wrote about Christ.
Amen.
Why are we getting this John the Baptist stuff from? From men?
Amen.
John the Baptist didn't die on the cross for us.
Nope.
John the Baptist was beaten under the law.
Uh-huh.
And Christ's blood had to go back and clean up all of that to get all them straight.
Amen.
If
Amen.
Was back there, they would all go to hell, Brother William, and they'd both been the faithful ones.
That's right.
But God saw faith. He saw their faith. He said, look here, sir, I got to send your blood to get them straight as well, so they can come into the church too.
Amen.
All the souls of men that were there that long came into the church of Christ. They didn't go into no other church.
All faithful
went, came into
Amen.
The church of Christ. Now all of us today got to be baptized into the church of Christ. And don't let nobody tell you different. We can
Amen.
Show you from the
Amen.
Bible. You gotta do Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the promise of
Amen.
You, which are far off, as many as the Lord God shall call. Save yourself from this untoward generation. How did they do that? They obeyed God, being baptized in
Jesus.
About 3,000 souls were added unto them. It was added to the church. The Lord do the adding, not men. You don't read nowhere in the Bible joining no church.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're not added by God, then you're not a member of the Lord's family. We are members of the Lord's family. God
Amen.
Knows all his children. See, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, he said, you got to depart from iniquity.
Amen.
And you got
Amen.
To him alone.
Yes.
And God will claim you. If you don't and will repent, you go into hell and they don't see you crying about it. Cut off the waterworks because it won't work. You know something? Satan going to hell and everybody that followed him going to hell.
With him.
With him.
Amen.
Satan already
Amen.
Him, and everybody else that followed him is condemned, sitting in hell. All you got to do is just die.
Yes.
Just die. And that's
Amen.
It. All you got to do is just die. Ladies and gentlemen, we're
yeah.
trying to help you. We're not trying to destroy you or trying to belittle you. We're trying to help you because we love you and we want to see you saved. But if you choose to go to hell, then be my guest.
Yeah.
I can't help you after that.
Yes.
I can't help you after that. You just lost.
Amen.
You didn't do what he told you. You die in sin. I don't give a care. God lets you be able to get 100, 110, 15, or 20. And you say, oh, God, let me live a long time. And you didn't do nothing out of those years, you still going to hell.
Amen.
See, we got this wrong. Oh, well, God let me live to get 80 years old, Brother William. So what? You live to get 80, but you know what? You still in hell.
What have you done?
Because
Amen.
You know why I'm in hell? I'm going to show you a point. The Bible tells me in Colossians 1 and 13,
We have been translated out of Satan's kingdom into God's dear kingdom.
Yes.
So if you haven't been translated, you are in the hellish way of perdition of the world. You are lost in sin, and sin is the way of death.
Yeah.
Sin is causing men to lose their souls.
That's right.
It's not life itself, it's sin. God will not tolerate sin in the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Ephesians 1 and 20, it says, Jesus Christ is in heavenly places. All of those who are saints are in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 6.
In Christ.
Yeah. In Christ. See, I'm in Christ. I can preach Christ to you.
Yes.
I can't preach John the Baptist.
Amen.
The Pope. Yes. I can't preach no other salvation but the one that's in the book.
Amen.
I only can preach Christ.
Amen.
Philip was talking to the eunuch. He didn't preach John the Baptist.
Nope.
He preached Christ.
Yes.
He told what Jesus Christ wanted to do.
Yes.
And he did. And the Bible said he went into the water. How? By faith.
Amen.
All you got to do is read Colossians 2.
Amen.
You go down in the water by faith and come up a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I'm giving you chapter, book, and verse on this lesson tonight because we don't want you to miss the book. We want you to write it down. We want you to search the scriptures. Be like the Bereans, 17th chapter and verse 11. They were more noble at Thessalonica. They searched the scriptures daily.
Yes.
They didn't know about it. They searched what was right. They knew that the Bible was there for them, and God blessed them to search it, and they searched for truth. You know what? You know, I learned something, Brother William. I keep on learning every day, even though if I'm hurting and I'm in pain, but I still get up and read God's word. But I learned something.
Yeah.
When I read John chapter 5, beginning at verse 39 through 47, I was reading about Moses wrote about Christ.
Amen.
He wrote about Moses. He wrote about Jesus Christ. That's why I know Jesus Christ is the one. He's the one. He's the only one to save us.
Yep.
Ain't nobody else save us.
Amen.
Nobody else can save you. If you ain't in Christ, or the hell, ladies and gentlemen. We got to preach the hell out of them, Brother William.
Yep.
We got to preach the hell out of them, Brother Father. That's why they had it. Look at the world today. All over the globe, we still got this homosexual thing going on.
And
these folks getting married and stacking up and cracking up and breaking up.
Yep.
Going on. They ain't quit.
Acting up.
That's right, Brother Weaver, acting up. Being fools.
Yeah.
Acting a fool.
Amen.
And ain't listening to God.
Mm.
And you know what, Brother Weaver? You know, now we done had fire. We done had blood. We done had earthquakes. We done had gun killing.
Yeah.
All of this mad murder. And you know what? Man still trying to outthink God.
Yeah.
And he's going to hell.
Get away.
Trying to get away with sin.
Trying to ignore God.
And God bring them right back to the point. I'm still in control. That's what God's telling you. Satan ain't in control.
God is.
Satan may think he is, but he's not. Satan is on a leash.
Yes.
Amen.
He's on a leash, and he can only go so far.
Amen.
But God can go all the way.
Yes.
Oh, we got a Savior that can do all of it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we sit up here and we moan and groan and cry and whine. You know what? God don't love no people that always complaining.
Amen.
Yeah, we just complain.
Amen.
Problem here. You know what that's really showing, God? You have no faith.
Yes.
You lack of faith.
Amen.
And Mark, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 35 through 41, he told those apostles, he said, you don't have no faith. Why?
Right.
Because they didn't believe what God exactly said from the heart.
Amen.
When the Bible tells you something, you better accept it like it is.
Amen.
See, we got to accept what God said in his book.
He
He cannot lie. God will never lie to us.
Amen.
He'll never leave us, Brother William.
No.
You know what? The Hebrew writer was right in Hebrews 13:5. He said, God will never leave you, nor forsaking you. He's talking about his own people. He wasn't talking about the world.
Nope.
He was talking about those who already belong to him.
Right.
Amen.
He ain't with everybody. He only with those who are faithful to him.
Amen.
If you're not faithful to God, you're going to go to hell. I'm going to tell you like it is.
Yes.
We just need to tell it like it wrote, Brother Parker. God wants to tell
us.
Yes.
I love to read Jeremiah and Isaiah's two books, because when I read about it, Jeremiah, when they put Jeremiah in the dungeon, they try to hurt Jeremiah, they try to do everything to Jeremiah. God steady was walking with him. And Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, God said he was walking with Micah. And then he walked with Noah.
Yes, he did.
God said he walked with him. And guess what? God will walk with us.
Amen.
God will walk with you.
Yes.
Even through your pains and heartache, God's still walking with you. You hurt, God, so I'm hurting with you.
Yes.
You in pain, I'm in pain. You know, last night, Brother William, I was in pain bad. I kept calling on the Lord. And all that night, I started calling on the Lord. I didn't quit. I said, Lord, I know you hear me somewhere. Just help me to get some rest. Finally, I just drifted off into the sleep. And I woke up the next day feeling good. God is good to you when you're doing it. When you talk to it, he'll hear you, Brother Parker. All you got to do is keep on talking. Keep on pleading to your God.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, he'll hear you. Because he told you, he hears his children. See, we are his children. The prayer of the righteous.
Yep.
He hears us, Brother William. We can
see
our last need on our last dying day. And if God ain't going to take you home, we're going to bring you out of it.
Yep.
I know for a fact. I know from experience. I was sharing something with Brother William before we got on the radio. Brother Parker, I've been in a wheelchair for 57 years almost.
Yes.
All years of my life. And God has blessed me. That's why I can't turn my back on. When I hear people talk about God in a negative way, I get upset. I just tell them, you talk about the wrong word to me.
Yeah.
Don't thank God. I don't want to hear that mess. Then we got some people, I can't do this, and I can't do I don't want to hear that mess. Get out of my face with that. If you're alive, you can do something.
Amen.
The dead man can't do nothing. That's the one that can't do nothing. Because he laid down. That's it.
Amen.
But a live man, if God keeps him alive, he can do something.
Amen.
We got to need to stop saying that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and verse 13.
Amen.
I can do it all, Brother William. Even in a wheelchair, I can do it all.
Yes.
I know how to survive.
Amen.
Christ, I know how to be a basis in Christ, because Christ shall be with you to the end. He go all the way.
Yep. Amen.
Christ, I'll even go with you even in death.
Yes.
Psalm 48, verse 14.
Right.
12 through 14. I'll go with you even in death. So if you lay down and die, I'll die with you. Oh, God will bring you back to life. Oh, don't tell me what God can do. God is a God of God. And, and no one can take his place.
None beside.
And I know God is real.
Amen.
I was reading in Exodus last week, Brother William, Exodus the 18th chapter.
Yes.
And I hadn't read it in a while. And I read it, and I got to verse 11. And the Bible said, God is above all the gods.
Yeah.
Amen.
Above all the gods. Where your God at? My God is in heaven. Where yours at? If he ain't in heaven,
Amen.
He's still.
Amen.
Talk to me, y'all. The Bible is right.
Yes.
God is all over the world.
True.
The Bible tells us what we ought to do, and then we get mad with God.
Yeah.
We swell up. Let God owe us a favor.
Amen.
God is true to his word.
Yes.
You can bank on it. You see, the Bible has all the answers. You know, we say for all the answers from A to Z, God can go beyond that. Oh, God has that power to do
it.
You see, you know, a lot of times in our prayer, we limit God. But I believe that God can move things out of your way when it comes to serving him. He can move things out of your way. You just got to keep on trusting it and believing it and keep on praying. Don't give up on prayer, brethren.
Yes.
Just keep praying. Long study listening. You see, sometimes God is just listening to the prayer before he decides to answer it. You see, God want to hear all of it, then he'll make a decision. You know, the Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, it says, the Lord takes the prayer to the Father.
Well,
now, God makes the decision. Now, God makes the decision because he's divine and human. He can take your prayer to heaven and make it happen down here on earth. Oh, ain't that amazing? Ain't that amazing how he does that?
Yes.
He's down here on the earth with us. Take your prayer to heaven and make it happen to you.
All right.
Almighty God is good. And we, you know what? We don't see that all the time because we don't look up to God enough to let God take over completely.
Yes.
What we're trying to do, Brother Parker, we trying to hold on to the devil for a minute because he's trying to all the material things of the world.
Yeah.
He's trying to blind us with that. And so he said, now, if you follow me with that, I'll give this all to you. See, he used that on Jesus. But Jesus said, come knock him down. He said, it is written, Brother William. That's why the devil failed at. And we can say the same thing. He said, we can say, it is written, Satan. But we know the material thing ain't going to last long.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, be filled with the Spirit and not with the wine.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks out there. He grabbed something like they got a spirit.
Yeah,
they sure we got a spirit. Got the spirit of the devil, but they ain't got the spirit of Christ. See, that's why I try to tell people, if you don't say you got the spirit of Christ, you better start acting like you got it. Because you fool around there and say you got it, and you know you ain't got it, you're still going to hell.
You're lying.
Amen.
There are people saying that. I heard a woman in this building leave a while back, and she was talking to somebody else. I got to go to church to get the spirit. And I looked at her, I said, ma'am, you'll never get it.
Amen.
You'll never get it in a building.
Nope.
Amen.
If you don't come to Christ, you'll never get it.
Amen.
And then another lady was talking to him one day, like, about 2 or 3 months ago before the flood came, Brother Will. Well, Brother John, I said, she said, you say we can't get the spirit but one way. I said, I can show it to you in the Bible. I said, there it is right there. I read that and tell you what you say. Oh, that's what it says. Well, if that's what it says, why don't you do it?
Amen.
Well, I don't want to hear about the preacher because he lost too.
Amen.
You lost, and he lost. Y'all going to hell.
He teaches the truth.
He ain't teaching the truth. He gonna tell you, you already got the spirit, and you don't even know what the spirit is.
Don't even know how to get it.
And don't even know how to get the spirit. Let somebody teach.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord, have mercy. So many people so messed up. The Bible said, be filled with the spirit and not with the wine.
Yes.
We got a lot of folks drinking that wine. And I'm like, I'm filled with the spirit, brother. You sure is. You feel with that devil spirit. You got him covered, and he got you covered. So soon you drink all that up and pass out, you don't feel nothing, do you?
Huh.
He said, how you know that, Brother John? I said, when I was in the world.
Yes.
I didn't feel nothing.
That's in the world.
That's in the world.
Amen.
But when you come to Christ, you feel it all.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you feel everything when you get into Christ because you make a whole degree change. To make a 100-degree change of mind. The Spirit going to help you to do it. God's word will help you. That's why you just pick it up and read it.
Daily.
And daily. Don't miss it. Study it. Learn it. Miss it. Hold on to it.
Amen.
Hold on to it like you never helped up to nothing in your life. I guarantee God will lead you to heaven. See, God wants to lead you home. The devil wants to lead you to hell. You gonna make it. Let me tell you something, brethren. You're going to make a choice
one way
or the other.
That's right.
You're either going to make heaven or you're going to make hell. And don't tell me you can't make heaven. Don't tell me that. I don't even want to hear it. I've heard some people tell me, well, man, I ain't no saint. What is you, a devil?
Yeah.
If you're not a saint, then you're a devil and you ain't in Christ.
Amen.
Elijah said, I said, man, I'm a saint. How are you so much of a saint? I said, because I belong to Jesus Christ, and I know what a saint is. Do you know what a saint
Amen.
Is?
Amen.
You got to know what it is.
Yep.
If you don't know what it is, then you're in bad shape.
Yes, sir.
I'm a child of God, so that makes me be a saint. I'm a saint to God, not to the world, not to the devil. I'm a saint to God, and God is my Father. And he leads me where I need to go because I got his word. I ain't only got his word, but I got his word planted in my heart.
In your heart.
Amen.
I got in my heart. Can't nobody take it from me. I got to let somebody do that, and I'd be a fool to let somebody take God from me.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the best gift I ever had.
By the truth,
huh?
And sell it not.
You see what I'm saying, Brother Parker?
Yep.
That's the best gift I ever had.
Amen.
That's better. You
Amen.
Know what? That's better than my mother.
Yes, sir.
That's better than my wife. Come on,
Amen.
Guys. Help me out, y'all. That's
Amen.
Better than my wife.
Yes, sir.
I love her, but that's better than my wife.
Eternal
life. Huh? Eternal life is better than my wife.
Yes.
Better than
Amen.
My mother. Better than my father.
Yes.
Huh? God
Amen.
Is good. Every day we depend on God. I don't give a shit if you go through pain, heartache, tribulation. God said we're going to go through it.
Yeah.
And I'm learning every day, Brother Will, going through it. I can't go on. I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to hurt, but I'm going to keep going. And you know what? God blessed me to get up this morning, get in this wheelchair, Brother Will, and I'm sitting up, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Yes, sir.
See, I know God.
Yeah. Amen.
God don't need no telephone. He is a telephone.
Yeah. Amen.
You gotta say
the main line.
He got the main line open.
Yes.
And you know what? God can hear all of us that's
at
in Christ
same
at the same time.
Amen.
I know he can.
You don't miss nobody.
The Bible writes. God can hear us all at the same time. Me and you and Brother Parker and Brother Brown and Brother Parker the Fourth, we can all start praying right now. And God will hear
everyone.
He will hear our prayers.
Yes.
I remember when I first got into the church, Brother William and Brother Parker, I got to share this with you. We were having a prayer at the church in my hometown in Detroit. And we all lined up beside the wall.
Yes.
So I was on one end and all everybody else was on the other end. And it was all men that day.
Yeah,
and I started praying off. And when we went all the way around, do you know that congregation picked up? Man, when before the year was out, we had baptized over 75 people in that year. Most of them was always Brother William.
Yeah.
They had never heard the gospel.
All right.
And I went and started preaching 6 months.
Yes.
6 months, Brother Parker, I was preaching and teaching.
Amen.
Amen. God, you want to do something? I'm going to give you a job. I ain't forgot how to do it, and I ain't going to quit preaching until I die.
Amen.
I'm going to be just
Amen.
Like the Apostle Paul. You're going to have to take me out.
Yeah.
I stand with the book, and you can't take me out without God.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is just too plain.
Yeah.
You know, John makes a statement I love, Brother William. He always says this. He said, I was in the on the Lord's day. John was making a proclamation. He was in the spirit every day.
Amen.
That's what he's trying to get you to see. He wasn't just saying one day. He was saying it for every day.
The right relationship.
That's what he was saying. Tell you, Brother William, he had the right relationship. He didn't have step with God. He kept walking with his God.
Every day.
Every day.
Amen.
Because if you look at the content of the two words, it got both of them got a capital a D and a capital S on it.
Yes.
I was
Amen.
In the Lord's day.
Yes.
In the spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes.
They got capital letters on them. And that means something to you. All you got to do is follow the book.
That's it.
We got to follow the book.
The truth.
The truth is in the book.
It's written.
It's written and it's not going to change.
No.
It's going to stay the same. All we got to do is just put it up there on the pulpit and preach it like it is.
Preach the word.
Amen.
And stand tall in Christ. And Christ will bless you. We don't know why Christ will take us. But we know Christ
Amen.
Will do what he does.
Amen.
Look at Brother Marshall Keeble. Brother Marshall Keeble went all over the world.
Yes, sir.
And preached the gospel. And baptized 40,000 souls because he walked with his God.
Amen.
Education, and the man had knowledge like he had been to college.
Yeah.
Man was just that tough. He baptized just as many Caucasians and all kind of other races, but he did the will of God.
Because
he was faithful to his God.
Yeah.
He didn't give up. He lost two of his children. He lost two of his wives, and he still preached the gospel.
Yes.
I'm going to make a faithful to his God. He said, I'm going to do what God says.
Amen.
He kept on going.
Faithful.
He was just that tight with God. Him and God walked together.
Yes.
Kept on preaching. He said, I'm going to preach until I die.
Yes.
A man was 89 years old when he passed away. Died in 1968. I remember real good. I'm 15 years old, brother, when I just had turned 15.
Yes.
And the man went on to his reward. See, we can do the same thing. No different than what he did now.
Yeah.
We have to preach the word. Say, God, I'm going to do what you tell me. If it kills me, that's what God going to say.
Yeah.
All right. You say you're going to do it. I'm looking forward to it. And you know what? God looking for that now.
Hold your confidence.
He's going to hold you forward. So when you say something, make sure you're saying it for the good.
Yes.
Because if you say it for the wrong, God's going to hold you for it. Huh?
Yes.
That's the judgment. He's going to bring it to you. Bring it to your faith. You said you're going to do it, and you failed me, and you didn't do what I told you.
You failed.
Now you got to go to hell. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us all, brother. We need God. God's going to need us.
Yes.
Amen.
Word. Stand on the word. More folks are going to hell because they don't want to listen. But we got to keep on preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
God give us a word to preach, and we don't preach it. We going to step into hell with the crowd.
That's right.
The crowd is going to hell.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 and 14 tells me that right there. Only a few going to make it into the glory land with God.
That's right.
Amen.
Got to do it God's way.
Yes.
I want to close out with this and turn it over to Brother Park after I close out with this. I want you to think on this.
All right.
There's a church in the book.
Yes.
The only church in the book. If you can show me another church other than the Church of Christ, I'll quit going to the Church of Christ.
All right.
I challenge you tonight to show it to me. Show me the Baptist church tonight, not tomorrow night, because I'm not guaranteed to this night out. But show me that. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear you telling me anything.
From the Bible.
From the Bible, from God's word. Show me the Baptist, the Methodist,
Amen.
The Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Presbyterian, Christian Science, by Mary Rebecca Eddy. Show me these churches that you claim that you in, and I can show you that the Church of Christ is the only church in the Bible, and I can show you God's word that we all got to be judged by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we're going to all appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to answer out of that before we close out tonight.
Yes.
I want to hear somebody tell me that they found the Baptist church in the word of God.
Yes.
And I don't believe you can find it.
Amen.
We got to challenge people sometimes, brother. I just can't wait till we get that gospel meeting going.
Amen.
Brother, we're going to challenge the folks more. We're going to find out what it really is.
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is going to take over, and we're going to let the Holy Ghost take all the way control. We're going to find out what you really are.
Yeah.
We're going to have the Bible that night. Every night that week, we're going to have the Bible, and we're going to see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
If you ain't coming from the Word of God, we're going to drop it on you like hot potato.
Check it with the word.
We're going to drop it like it's hot, Brother Parker.
Amen.
We got to drop it like hot, like we never dropped it before.
Yes.
See, you have heard the word tonight. Do you believe what God said?
All right.
Are you ready to repent? Are you ready to confess?
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to be to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
See, without baptism, you can't get to Christ.
Can't be saved.
You can't be saved, and you can't go to heaven, and you can't enter the kingdom of God without baptism.
Amen.
Got to go in that water by faith. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 12.
Yes, sir.
If you don't go in that water by faith, you didn't go in the water at all. You just got wet.
Amen.
Amen.
And for sure.
Yes.
I know Brother Parker got something for us, but I want to bring that out to you, ladies and gentlemen. We, as members of the body of Christ, got to tell the truth.
Yes.
We did not half-step. My Brother William, how he presented the open presentation tonight, he said what he had to say from the Word of God. If you didn't catch it, you can do that. Word, chapter, book, and verse. He gave it to you plain and simple. He didn't miss nothing. So don't go say, well, I didn't understand. Yes, you did. You understood it. You just didn't want to do it.
Amen.
That's the problem with the world today. Go argue and fuss and fight with God's word. You still going to lose.
Amen.
God, amen.
God is winning every day. God in heaven, you got to get there. Huh?
Yes,
you don't get
amen.
There.
Amen.
Huh? I turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Yes, look. Okay, you're preaching that gospel, Doc, and that's what we need to let the folk know. You know,
yeah.
There's only one church you find in the Bible.
Amen.
And it was started in Acts chapter 2.
Amen.
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 You need to preach that gospel sermon, and over 3,000 were added to the church.
Amen.
Amen. And then the first church to come after that, was in AD 33 when that happened.
Amen.
And then we find in 606 AD.
Yeah.
In Rome, Boniface III started the Roman mm-hmm. Catholic Church.
Yeah.
606. And that was what about 270 years or something, 200 and some years after the Church of Christ was established in the Bible. That's the only church you will find in the Bible. And we need to let you know that. You look and do your research. The Roman Catholic Church was started in 606 A.D. by Boniface III. In 1520, Martin Luther started the Lutheran Church. In 1534, Henry VIII started the Episcopalian Church. In 1536 A.D., in Switzerland, John Calvin started the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
In 1550 A.D. in England, Robert Brown, he founded the Congregational mm-hmm. Church.
Yeah.
In 1607 in Holland, John Smyth started the Baptist
mm-hmm.
Church.
Yeah.
In 1739 A.D., in England, John Wesley started the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
In 1830 A.D., in America, Joseph Smith started the Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm.
In 1830 A.D., America, William Miller started the Adventist Church.
Yes.
In 1866 A.D., in America, Mary Kennedy started the Christian Scientist Church.
Yeah.
In 1872, in America, Charles Russell started the Jehovah Witnesses Church. All church came after. Every church that came after AD 33 were really made church by men. Christ died, and he went to heaven after he had established the church on planet Earth. So our leader is in heaven. All of the other churches on Earth now, their leaders are in hell. They're not in heaven.
Not,
amen. And they're on the way to hell because Christ built the only church that's in the Bible. He shed his blood upon Mount Calvary and purchased the church with his blood. Amen? That's
Amen.
Why we are commanded the only church in the Bible. We must hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess our faults one to another, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32. And be baptized into Christ Jesus, Acts 2, 37 and 38. And we find that's the only church in the Bible. The rest of them are founded by some man. And if you look it up in history or look it up somewhere, you'll find out that a man made this church, that church. Every church other than the Church of Christ was created by some man on planet Earth. And can a man on planet Earth lead you to heaven? No, he's going to lead you to hell. And they have a headquarters on planet Earth. On planet Earth is the headquarters of every church but the Church of Christ. Our headquarters is in back to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And on judgment day, he's going to judge those. And he's going to send plenty to hell and many to heaven. Amen, Wolf. You got to be in the church that's in the Bible. Can you find any of these other churches? You can't find them in the Bible. We find in 606 A.D., Boniface III started the Roman Catholic Church. In 1520 A.D., Germany, Martin Luther started the Lutheran Church. In 1534 A.D., England, Henry VIII started the Episcopalian Church. In 1536 A.D., Switzerland, John Calvin started the Presbyterian Church. In 1850 A.D., in England, Robert Brown started the Congregational Church. In 1607 A.D., in Holland, John Smythe started the Baptist Church. In 1739 A.D., in England, John Wesley started the Methodist Church. In 1830 A.D., in America, John Joseph Brother Smith started the Latter-day Saints Church. In 1830 A.D., in America, William Miller started the Adventist Church. In 1866 A.D., in America, Mary Gary, she started the Christian Scientist Church. In 1872 A.D., in America, Charles Russell, he started the Jehovah's Witness Church. And many others have been started ever since then. The only church in the Bible was started in A.D. 33. Read Acts chapter 2. It was started in the Bible, and that's the only church on planet Earth that you can be saved in. Okay, you can go and pay those preachers a lot of money, and the bishops a whole lot of money, and the organizers of those churches a whole lot of money, and you can go to hell with them, too. Amen?
Yeah.
The only church is a church that Christ established on planet Earth, died, and went back to heaven. Amen, Walls.
Man.
And we need to understand that. And it's the church of Christ. Of is an acronym. The church from Christ. Amen. He died, shed his blood on the cross, and established the church. And when we become members of the church of Christ, you're in the Bible church. Only one church in the New Testament scripture, and that's the church of Christ. Christ died, shed his blood. And when you hear the word, Acts 15 and 7, believe it, Hebrews 11 and 6, repent of your sins, Luke 13 and 3, confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10 and 32, and be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins, Acts 2, 37 and 38, you rise therefrom, a new creation in Christ Jesus, a member of the only church in the Bible, the church of Christ. And if you live right and die right, heaven is your home. And you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen, Rose. Amen. You see, we're getting in these churches that men built and everything. He's going to hell with them. Amen. And you're going to live like you're in hell, too. Amen. Because you think of stuff and things. They teach you how to think of stuff and things. Because you're giving all that money up in the church and you're blessing them with all that money you're giving them and everything. And they're building the big homes and the beautiful cars and everything, the big church building and everything. And tell you're going to heaven. Just give them a bit more money and you can go to heaven. Pastor, pray 4 and 5 times on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen. It's just a holistic state in America right now. Amen. And they got people believing that they can go to heaven by coming to their church and giving up all the money they can give them, giving their souls to them and everything else, and they running in them and controlling them and everything and sending them to hell with them.
Yes,
we got to understand what the Bible teaches us. Look in your Bible. You won't find that foolishness in the Bible.
Amen.
Bible can be an acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. In the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, you only find one church in there.
Yes.
Amen. And that's all. It tells you what you must do in order to become a member of that one church in the Bible. You have to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission, for the cleansing of all your past sins. Rise therefrom a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Obey him until the day you die. And heaven will be your home. And you know something else with that too? The most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth is in Christ Jesus. The most blessed you can live. Amen? You may not have a whole lot of money, a whole lot of this, a whole lot of that, but you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth by obeying the word of God and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. That's what it's about. Amen, Lord?
Man,
you don't have to be rich to be live a good life. You don't have to be rich to live a good life. Amen. How many of the apostles that you read in the Bible were rich and lived a good life?
Yeah.
Tell me. How many? Amen, Walls. Jesus walked on the Amen. And they kept on them and carrying on and then hung on the cross until he died and shed his blood that we might have a right to the tree of life. Amen? Now, you may not understand that, but you and probably in some church that you had to do anything that the so-called minister told you had to do. But the Bible tells you, hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Confess of your sin, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Repent, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. And be baptized into Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2. Verses 37 and 38. And that'll put you in to the biblical church. And if you follow the basic instructions in the biblical church, heaven will be your home. Just keep living the right life. You'll be blessed on earth like you never could have ever been blessed as a member of the body of Christ, the church of Christ. In the Bible, only one church in the Bible. Now, if you got another one, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. You won't find but one church in the Bible, in the Holy Bible. Amen? Now, if your congregation is making their own Bibles and everything, they're wrong. Not but one Bible on earth. Amen? And that's the word of God that's on earth. And we have been commanded in the Bible what we must do in order to be saved. Amen?
Yeah.
Remember that. You go into a church and your so-called reverend is only mentioned one time in the Bible, Psalms 111 and verse 9.
Yeah.
He has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Verse 1 of Psalms 109, the hills is God. God's name is reverend. You got men running around and call themselves reverend. They're on the way to hell and taking you with them. Amen? Reverend said this. Man, reverend, you a lie. No man on earth is reverend. God is reverend. Amen? And the only way you can get there to him is live the life that he has commanded you to live right on this earth. It's not the one church that's in the Bible on earth. We didn't make their own churches to get that money and hustle you. That's all.
Yeah.
They can hustle you and tell you what you want to hear. Makes you feel good. You won't feel good going to hell.
Yeah.
Amen. You better follow the instructions in the Bible. Because what God told us to do in the book, in the New Testament scriptures, we must do those things in order to be blessed here on planet Earth. Amen. In America, it's much easier for them to get you to follow them to hell. Amen. It'd be a whole lot better. Amen. You can find yourself a good job and this and that and everything. And anytime I bless you, and then give them the money. Those so-called ministers in these worldly churches. I'm not talking about the church of Christ. I'm talking about the worldly man-made churches.
Yeah,
his blood on earth. For the church of Christ, the one he came to establish. Amen. headquarters of your church. If you're in the Church of Christ, your headquarters is in heaven. Amen. If you're in any other church other than the Church of Christ, you're on the way to hell with the leaders of it. They're going to hell. They made a church. Amen. They lied to you. Amen. Because when you study the Bible, you only find one church in the Bible. Just one.
Amen.
And you know what you got to do? You got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe it, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And be buried in the royal grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rising from a new creature in Christ Jesus. And what church is it? Christ died for it. It is a church of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Only church in the Bible. Church of Christ that you got to be saved in. Amen. And people that don't read that Bible and take all these little booklets at these so-called churches out there, these men wrote for themselves to tell you what you got to do and say they're headquarters in such and such a country or such and such a state or something like that. They're telling you a lie. The headquarters for the biblical church is in heaven where you're trying to go. Christ is back in heaven.
Yeah.
He came down here. He showed us what we must do. Amen. Establish the church that you must become a member of and follow the basic instructions of the Bible. Amen. And if you live that life, you'll be more blessed than you could have ever been on planet Earth and then die and go to heaven with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. These men put all this stuff up in there. Why? Because they're looking for your money. Amen. If you go into one of the world of churches, the most important thing that they want from you is your money. And many of them ask you how much do you make and tell you how much you got to give. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And they just for the money. Amen. And many of them, always for women too. They go with most of the single girls up in the church, single women up in the church.
Yeah.
Amen. Fornicating, committing adultery against their own wives and stuff. Amen. And have that faith. The biggest, most important thing in many worldly churches is the fact of passing the collection plate.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sometimes they pass it two or three times, and then the so-called minister will stand at the back door with a big bucket and have you drop money inside. They're bucket at the back door going out of the church.
Yeah.
It's a hellistic state, especially in America.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've got to do? We've got to keep preaching this gospel. Only one church in the Bible. How do you remember the churches? You got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe it, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Confess Christ through the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. And be buried in the watery grave of baptism, Acts chapter 2, 37 and 38. And you become a member of the body of Christ, or the church of Christ. That's the only church in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Every other church was started much later than that. The Church of Christ was started in A.D. 33. The next church to come was made, was in place, it was beginning, was in Rome in 606 A.D.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
606 A.D.
Uh-huh.
That's 573 years.
After Christ.
Amen. After Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Started the church. And then they go on down the line. You got Martin Luther Church, Henry VIII, and John Calvin, all over, even after 606 A.D. John Smythe started the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Latter-day Saints Church, the Adventists, the Christian Scientists, and Jehovah's Witnesses came after that. Roman Catholic was the first one to come in 606 A.D. And then we have them even starting right now. Men are starting their own churches right now. And the church that's in the Bible, the one true church, was in A.D. 33. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for the church. Amen.
Amen.
Gave his life for us to walk in his footsteps. Only one church. And I don't know why it's just so devilish on planet Earth to have all of this hell going on here on planet Earth. one church in the Bible. Only one.
Yes.
And we have hundreds out here in the world.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
That's a sin and a shame. Amen. The
people
don't want
to do that.
Why? Because the average person don't want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, live right. They want to do whatever they want to do. Yeah, I got to drink my alcohol whenever I want to, my beer, whenever I want to, smoke a dope, whenever I want to, you know, shoot a dope in my arm, even whenever I want to. I can just be a hellion here, and I'm still a Christian. You're a lie. You are a lie. And you're on the way to hell. I'm going to ask you a question. What in hell do you want?
Oh,
they're not going to be drinking alcohol in hell. They're not going to be smoking no dope in hell. They're not going to be committing fornication and adultery in hell.
Nope.
They're not going to be lying in hell.
No,
you know what? Because the Bible says there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In hell. Burning in hell.
That's where you
want to
go.
That's where you want to go. Just keep living like a hellion out here now. And you will reap what you sow. Amen. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Eternally in hell. What in hell do you want? Amen. People out there doing something, anything, and everything. What in hell do you want then? Amen. It ain't going to be good when you get there, no way. You can read your Bible, and you find out what it says is in hell. Fire. Burning the souls of men and women eternally.
Amen.
A couple of years or 20 years or so. No, eternally you live the rest of your days in hell.
That's
heaven is the same way, but it's different. You'd be walking on the streets of gold in heaven. Amen. You'd be there with God and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You live the most wonderful eternal life forever in heaven. Amen. So what in hell is it that you want? Amen.
That's it.
Think about it. Think about it. But Johnson, but
real. All right.
All right, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, in our radio audience tonight, you have heard from the ministers who teach the Word of God on this program.
Amen.
We have told you, we have provided you with Scripture, with a reference in Scripture, and you can go back and check it out.
Amen.
We have told you the truth. We have told you the naked truth. We have told you the whole truth. We haven't told you anything but the truth.
That's it.
Amen.
Sin is going to destroy your soul in hell, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
And we call we challenge you. We plead with you. Obey the truth.
Amen.
The gospel of Christ is the truth. The gospel of Christ produces faith in Christ, who is God the Savior. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. He is the living God, and his church is the church of the living God.
Amen.
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. You have to be obedient to the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Second John, verse 9 and 10. Obey the doctrine of the gospel of Christ. The doctrine is the teaching of Christ.
Amen.
God that teaches you about Jesus Christ and his salvation. He is the grace of God to all men who will obey him and receive the removal of sin and the sanctification of your spirit.
Amen.
Through the obedience of faith. God has sanctified his servants so that they are equipped, empowered, and able to do his will.
Amen.
You want to be of God.
Amen.
You want
Amen.
To be a child of God.
Amen.
Galatians 3:26-27.
Amen.
For we are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
You want to put him on, ladies and gentlemen, by baptism according to faith in the gospel.
That's it.
That's what faith
is. Yeah.
Baptism, 1 Peter 3:21.
Mm-hmm.
The like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us.
Amen.
It is the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but rather it is an answer of a good conscience toward God.
Amen.
In other words,
Amen.
It's a response of faith. If you believe in Christ, if you believe in God, then you'll be baptized for your salvation. You are saved by baptism. Today, the Apostle Peter wrote this to the Church of Christ in 66 A.D. It's still true today.
Amen.
The Word of God has changed. Not anything that God has said will ever change.
Amen.
Man
Amen.
Must change.
That's right.
It is important for man everywhere to repent.
Amen.
God commands us to repent.
Amen.
That's the only
Amen.
Way he can save us. God cannot save you with your sin.
Amen.
You must repent and get your sins removed by obeying the commandment of the gospel. Be baptized
Amen.
For the removal of
Amen.
God bless each and every one tonight. Thank you, Brother Parker, for
yes.
the word of faith from God.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother
Amen.
John, from your word of truth from God.
Amen.
Of the word of God.
Amen.
We're going to
yes,
preach
Lord.
The word. We must preach the gospel.
Amen.
Whoa.
Amen.
If I do not preach the gospel truth, I'll go
Amen.
To hell.
Amen. That's it.
Yes.
Thank you, dear God. Thank you for blessing us.
Amen.
Let
Amen.
Us pray as we close our program tonight. Right
Amen.
To God, Holy Father, thank you for another opportunity, another time, when we can take the word of the gospel of salvation to the whole world.
Amen.
To dying
Amen.
Generations of mankind around the world.
Please.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that somebody is going to believe the truth. Somebody is going to
yes.
go to the truth, search
yeah.
the scriptures, and find the truth as we have taught it, and then obey the gospel of salvation.
Amen.
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 We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless this ministry.
Amen.
And bless the
Amen.
Congregation of the Church of Christ to continue to provide this ministry and opportunity to preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's all that you have done. We praise you, dear God, for what you're doing in our life right now.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
For what you will yet do in our life in the days to come.
Yes.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name we
Jesus
pray.
Name.
Amen. And
Amen.
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 Right.
Good night, brethren.
Good
night,
my brother. Good night, Brother
Amen.
John. Parker, Brother Brown. Good night.
Amen.
May God bless us all.
Amen.
We'll meet again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.